This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It was a warm, dry day in late May. It was very early, of course, for summer rainfall, but not too early to talk about summer rainfall. It's never too early to speak of rainfall, no matter the season, right? But on this warm morning in May with Ms. Mosquito, we walked a dirt road west of our place near the banks of the Ohuahuilote, and we discussed monsoon predictions we had heard or read. Crystal balls and Ouija boards were part of the discussion. And we walked and chatted, you know, about monsoon along that dirt road, and turkey vultures soared nearby. And one in particular soared directly over us and circled right overhead two or three times. I look up, and oh my goodness, that's no vulture. That was a zone-tailed hawk checking us out while doing its turkey vulture imitation. White bands on a dark tail said, zone-tailed hawk. And we both thought it was definitely checking us out before soaring off. Their scientific name refers to that tail. Well, the genus is Buteo. That's Latin for hawk. But the specific epithet, albo notatus, two Latin words combined there for white albo and mark notatus. I love that strategy, you know, taking advantage of its vulture-like flight to prey on live creatures, you know, like cottontails or jackrabbits maybe, but not carrion. Across the Sulphur Springs Valley near the Dragoon Mountains, where I worked for many years, it wasn't unusual to see a zone tail in with a bunch of soaring turkey vultures. My old Peterson field guide says, might be mistaken for soaring turkey vulture. Yeah, well, that's what they hope, right? So a nice sighting on a dry day, and you can bet I've been studying every vulture that soars by ever since that morning. Hey, there's a cool tree blooming around southern Arizona right now, the western soapberry tree. It's pretty spectacular, these panicles of white flowers atop of the branches. You can find them on hills and canyon slopes and along arroyos or along the Tulane blacktops as well. Many times it's in soapberry thickets, as the trees have these lateral roots that send up more trees, and those thickets in flower, oh my, they're quite showing. And though the tree loves its water, you know, and it loves to be along water courses or blacktop runoff, it's quite drought hardy. We have a thicket of it on the land where we live, in a spot next to an old, I mean a very old creek diversion, and it's quite happy there. The soapberry tree botanical name is Sapindus saponaria, and I believe ours is variety Drummondii. That variety name I know gets dropped if you follow this tree's range southward to the tropics, or I bet it changes too as you drop it, becomes other varieties if you go eastward across the southern U.S. But here along the borderlands, my goodness, it's Drummondii. Sapindus is a combination, the genus is a combination of a couple words, at least I believe it is, sapo for soap and indus for India. India, one more, we'll talk about that in a minute. And saponaria, the specific epithet, is referring to soap again. And Drummondii, the variety, honors the botanist collector Thomas Drummond of the 1800s. Actually, there were Drummond brothers, the brothers Drummond. Okay. Now you know. Oh, goodness. The trees in the family Sapindaceae. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, it's a small tree, maybe up to 20 feet. It's got cool pinnate leaves. So think like narrower than a walnut tree, these long, slender, lanceolate leaflets. Those numerous white flowers right now, they're followed by this cool, translucent amber fruit with a black seed inside. In the winter, after the yellow fall leaves have dropped, those fruit are there. They're persistent. They look pretty cool atop those naked branches. Anyway, by the way, those seeds contain, the fruit contain a compound called saponin that suds up like soap, and they make a good laundry soap. So forget the Tide. Try soapberry for your laundry. There are a dozen or more species of Sapindus found in old and new world tropics, and in those places, everyone has very clean clothes. Soapberry fresh clothes in China, in India, see, I told you, India, South America, and soon soapberry fresh clean clothes in the borderlands. Oh, my goodness. Oh, around you and me, this native tree is found from 2,500 to 6,000 feet in elevation on slopes, along arroyos, on canyon sides, and here at the Mesquite Soapberry Plantation, where we think the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.